This is the Facebook Mailbag, where we answer your questions from the Houston Texans Facebook page. And the first one this week is about Brian Cushing. It comes from Corey Mitchell. It says, how is number 56 doing? It's a question a lot of people want to know, Mark. We've been seeing him rehab on a side field. He says he'll definitely be ready for week one off that torn ACL from week five of last season. He hopes to be ready for the first practice of training camp on July 26th. We'll see when that comes around.
You know, I don't know how to read an x-ray, and I haven't seen a Cushing x-ray, but I see him working out on the side field, and he looks spry. He looks good. He's running. He's pulling guys on sleds. He's going side to side. He's making all the football moves you would expect, Nick. So based on that, I think that he should be progressing on schedule and be ready for that Monday night opener against the San Diego Chargers. But only time will tell.
And defensive end Antonio Smith said the other day, he's never seen Cushing this trim before. He said he's so cut up, he looks like a julienne salad. Also said he's going to come back as ultimate Cush, like the ultimate warrior this year.
Julienne salad. I'm more like casserole, I think, in that vernacular.
Next question comes from Ozzy Manzanares, and it says, first of all, I want to say it was a class act on the part of the Houston Texans to attend the memorial service of the firefighters that passed away last week. My question is, how are the new guys on the team dealing with the Houston heat and humidity? Well, they seem to be dealing with the heat and humidity just fine. When they put the pads on in training camp, it might be even more of an adjustment. But as for the memorial, Mark, we were at that on Wednesday here at Reliance Stadium, a public memorial for the four firefighters tragically killed in a motel fire last week. The entire Texans team was there. A very classy gesture by Gary Kubiak and the players. They stayed for the whole 3 hours, and a very nice sign of support for the community.
To a man, they all felt it was very important to be there, Nick. And speaking of the heat, to transition back into that, on Wednesday, they practiced at 8 in the morning so they could make it to the memorial service on time at 10. And they're probably grateful for that early start because the temperature has ratcheted up a little bit. And a lot of the guys from up north have been noticing that. And the vets are saying, oh, this is nothing. Wait, bump it up another 10 degrees. Go from 92 to 102 and see how training camp is. But Gary Kubiak, recent years, you know how he's been doing it. A little bit of practice outside, a little bit inside the first few days. Acclimate them to the extreme heat and then go from there.
Next question comes from George Nicholas Sakiris, and it says, how serious is Arian Foster's calf injury? How long do you guys think he will sit out? Mark, he had the calf strain a week ago in OTAs. He's not going to participate for the rest of it, but he's going to be fine for training camp is the expectation from Gary Kubiak.
Now, this is one of those injuries, Nick, that's actually a little bit worse than it sounds. Calf strain, you would think, yeah, it's nothing. Get out there, a calf, really. But it's a few weeks if this were a regular season situation. For Arian, it's important to sit down right now and then get ready for training camp. He should be A-OK. If there was a good time to have this kind of injury, it is right now. Arian Foster will be good to go. Ben Tate got extra reps. He said, I don't really need him. But I think what was good is seeing some of these rookie undrafted free agents get a little more time. Dennis Johnson, Ray Graham, Sierre Wood, guys like that getting more reps. That's helpful to them.
Also veteran Deji Kareem getting a look, and he's going to be a guy to watch as they go into training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, this one comes to us from Ezekiel Lopez, and he says, with all the changing personnel on Friday Facebook mailbag, who will be answering questions next? Andre Ware?
You know, I would love to have Andre Ware on Facebook mailbag. You never know. He might show up someday. We had him on Texans All Access last week, and a lot of you see him on ESPN, College Football Live this time of year. I know Andre feels the way I do. We need some games, okay? It's almost time. He actually texted me, Nick, and said, hey, CFL's almost starting up. That's how passionate Andre Ware is about watching games.
But a fair question. It has been a revolving door for us here, but it's all hands on deck. We're all contributing.
And it's fun. It's fun to kind of mix up the lineup a little bit. We're still in OTA mode.
And the final question in the Facebook mailbag from Rashad Big Shad Collins said, if Reed, that's Ed Reed, is not ready, is 36 ready to step in and ball? I like DJ's game. So Ed Reed, the safety, hasn't done OTAs because of minor hip surgery, should be around for the mandatory minicamp, won't be participating. They hope he's back for training camp. DJ Swearinger, who he's talking about, the rookie number 36, he's been very impressive so far, Mark, getting some first-team reps with Ed Reed out.
You know, Nick, if they played tonight, it would be Daniel Manning and Shiloh Kao starting at safety and maybe Swearinger coming in when they play three safeties. They go to their dime, whatever look they want to have with an extra safety in there. I like what Eddie Pleasant is doing as well. I think Swearinger, though, is an outstanding player, and the cream is going to float to the top here. He's a second-round draft choice. Looks more like a first-round draft choice when you watch him in practice. So eventually, he is going to be a starter-caliber player in this league, and they can rely on him. I don't know when it's going to happen, but I think it's going to happen.
He's played with a lot of confidence, Gary Kubiak said, evident from the get-go, and he's impressed without hitting, which is his forte, so that says a lot about his ball skills and how he diagnosed it.
You see him hold up sometime, whoa, you know, because they have to, at the moment of truth, stop themselves from hitting ball carriers, receivers, whatever. It's OTAs, their teammates, they don't want to hurt anybody.